of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift ye up the banner on the high mountain, exalt the voice unto them, shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the volunteers. I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have also called my mighty ones for my name, God, even them rejoicing in my highness. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together. Yahweh of hosts, master is the host of the battle. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. How ye, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Hey, Luke, Kikarov, Yom Yahweh, Kisho, Hod, Mishanahe, Yapo, Kisho, Hod, Mishanahe. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman in labor. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. For the stars of heaven and Orion shall not cause their light to shine, the sun darkened in his going forth, and the moonlight shall not shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause to cease the earth and seal the proud, and lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than the golden witch of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place, in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall be as the chased gazelle, and as a sheep that none collects, they shall every man turn to his own people, and flee everyone to his own land. Everyone that is found shall be thrust through, and all the allies shall die by the sword. Their children also shall be dashed to pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be spoiled, and their wives raped. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, which regard not silver as for gold, they shall not delight in it. Their bones also shall dash the young men to pieces, and they shall not pity the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of the kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah.
Coming with our mercy of the inhabitants, the cheater shall have dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian be content there, neither shall the shepherd's house of hope. But while the beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full.